officers are protected, maybe in cases where unauthorized use of force is at play, maybe in situations where racism is at play. Are these officers being protected? And the other part of this is the department's partnering with the Benchmark Analytics, and they're going to try to connect the dots by keeping track of data and researching officer behaviors in real time, potentially giving them the opportunity to see where an officer maybe should not be deployed based on previous complaints or previous situations. Maybe an officer shouldn't be on the force at all. So they're going to use this data, this information, to try to make better assessments of the officers that they have and decide what they're going to do from that point forward.
Now, are they in contract negotiations with the police union right now?
They have been since January. Yeah, they've been talking about it. I believe the contract expires at the end of this year.
All right, so that can change. And as far as holding the police accountable, we are talking disciplinary, certainly not criminally, because that is not the police's call. That's the DA's call. That's the attorney general's call if it's turned over to the AG. Are they talking about working in conjunction with the criminal authorities to make cops more accountable?
Well, that's going to be part of it, and we'll probably hear more about that from the governor this afternoon when he's going to roll out some reforms he'd like to see at the state level and perhaps even get some action on as soon as this week. But what they're hoping, remember, you've got an entire city council, well, 9 of 12 members of the city council say they want to abolish the police altogether. Now, to do that, they would have to have a full unanimous vote, which would include the mayor, which he's already said he's not interested in doing, abolishing the police department, or a 51% vote by the Minneapolis voters. So you've got this kind of lingering in the background that all of these changes and suggestions by the Minneapolis police chief may be absolutely moot if they completely dissolve the police force. But he believes that these actions, taking these actions while he's still in charge, while you know the system is still set up, would prevent future incidents like what we saw with George Floyd from happening again. And so he was asked about this, you know, with all these discussions about dissolving the police department, you know, why are you making these decisions? And he said, look, until someone taps me on the shoulder and says, you're done, I'm going to keep moving forward.